Well, what happens today? Bobby Kennedy drops out of the race, endorses Trump. What song did Bobby Kennedy walk out to at the Trump rally today? Does anybody know? What does that say? There goes my hero. He's ordinary.
He kept us out of Vietnam. He never sent a combat troop to Vietnam. And a month before he died to the day, he signed National Security Order 263, ordering all the troops home from Vietnam. 30 days later, he was murdered. I think it was, he was referring to a group of people who were really robbing us of democracy. Democracy is about transparency, because we own the government. The government has no business lying to us. And now it lies, not only lies, but hides things every day, you see it.
Folks, hope you had a wonderful weekend. Enjoyed watching the speeches played out by RFK Jr. and President Trump. Once again, we will get into more of the effects of this endorsement, how it will play out in the minds of America, and how we can see victory ahead. It is absolutely brilliant. If you missed the video Saturday, want to go back and watch it, I'm telling you, we are pretty excited about all these things, how they're playing out in just one day at a time, right? Here we go.
I'm going to be campaigning actively, I think. President Trump is going to make a series of announcements about other Democrats who are joining his campaign, and I want to make America healthy again, and so does President Trump. So those are objectives. The Wall Street Journal may be worried about shareholder value for pharmaceutical companies, and I talked specifically to President Trump about that issue, and he said that he wanted to leave as his legacy healthy children, and that he was unconcerned about the other implications.
Here we go. Fox News Sunday. Shannon Bream. There are going to be other Democrats joining his campaign. This isn't the only one that's going to shock the system. The number of folks that are going to start coming out leading up to this year's election are probably going to pretty much shake up things to the point where we're going to go, all right, if they steal this election again, if they try to, or they try to stop the machines or import the numbers or bring in another plandemic like monkeypox, like they're trying to make everybody scared again across the earth, and oh, we're sending out the jabs once again. Oh, the COVID's starting to spread again. Whatever they start doing again for mail-in ballots and more, just remember that even if they think they can get by with it, the number of folks that have come over towards President Trump and from the Democrat side, independent side, and more, just from RFK Jr. alone is going to be enough to make people realize, all right, these things are being rigged. So Joe Biden, of course, had his Secret Service ended RFK Jr.'s Secret Service support. That's right. 2 days after RFK Jr. declared a unity party with Donald Trump, the White House pulled a Secret Service. He's still on the ballot in 40 out of 50 states. He didn't drop out of the race. Now, after partnering with Trump, Kennedy is a major target. The empire is deliberately putting him in danger. Regardless of where your vote lies, this man deserves protection for the bravery he has shown. So hopefully now with his support of President Trump and with their resources that they have, let's hope and pray that they have the proper support that he needs. I mean, I don't even trust the Secret Service much anymore with what happened with President Trump. There are many good people that work there, but I tell you, the way that it was set up and the way that President Trump didn't get the support he needed makes me wonder if that might even be a positive thing at times, if they can get their own support in there for him. Lord knows that the Kennedys are always seem to be the target of the enemy when they stand up for the right thing. Dr. Jill Stein also came out. She said, we may disagree with RFK Jr. about many things, but he's right about how the Democratic Party uses lawfare and dirty tricks to suppress democratic competition and voter choice. The Dems preach about saving democracy, but in reality, they're working overtime to stamp it out. That's so true. They're working overtime to try to take folks out. We talked about, you know, the protection of President Trump. You guys remember that we've got these new mugs available. They kick off the fall with the exclusive Fight for America mug. That's with President Trump holding his hand up. You see it on the mug, Fight for America, and we know.com is on these mugs. You can get those now at shop.andweknow.com or andweknow.com. And all week long, remember, you get your free shipping on everything. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew these new mugs are available for you to grab. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, came out and he wanted folks to know what MAGA really means, what Make America Great Again really means. And he put this out for all to see. And at the time that I caught it, August 25th, he already had 5.9 million views from this one message to everyone. The phrase has troubled liberals who think it is a call for a return to an America before civil rights, before gay rights, and women's rights. But I have a more generous interpretation, one that is truer to my experience of Donald Trump as he is today. Make America Great Again recalls a nation brimming with vitality, with a can-do spirit, with hope, and a belief in itself. It was an America that was beginning to confront its darker shadows, could acknowledge the injustice in its past and present, yet at the same time could celebrate its successes. It was a nation of broad prosperity, the world's most vibrant middle class, and an idealistic belief, though not consistently applied, in freedom, justice, and democracy. It was a nation that led the world in innovation, productivity, and technology. And it was the healthiest country in the world. I have talked to many Trump supporters. I have talked with his inner circle. I have talked to the man himself. This is the America they want to restore. I would love to have the America restored when I was even a kindergartner in 1975. I remember standing on stage playing a role of one of our founding fathers. And it still has an impact on me today. I remember wearing some of the clothes. I remember, you know, memorizing just a few lines of the folks that we, you know, had to listen to. And they were all things that I still remember standing on the stage today. Is that what they're teaching the kids now? The kindergartners? No, they're giving them books and telling them what they can do behind closed doors with adults. It's how sick the education department's become. So polls are showing that RFK Jr. voters, they're breaking towards President Trump. And that's according to the Trump campaign senior advisor, Tim Murtaugh.
I think there's a tremendous upside. I think it's tangible and substantial. Tony Fabrizio, who's a pollster that I've known and worked with for a long time, is the lead pollster for the internal Trump polls, released a memo today going through the seven battleground states that a lot of people have focused on, talking about North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And in every single one of those seven battleground states, all of these RFK voters, RFK Jr. voters, break towards Trump. Some of them, Trump is getting two-thirds of the RFK voters, and he's getting about 4%, 3% in these states. And in a state like Pennsylvania, where it could well come down to, you know, tens of thousands of votes, a half a point or three quarters of a point, that may well make the difference in who the next president is. A lot of people have said that Pennsylvania is going to be the key for Kamala Harris. Democrats cannot win the presidency without Pennsylvania. That is the conventional wisdom. If RFK Jr. makes the difference in other states and Pennsylvania, it really could spell the difference in this campaign. This should be taken seriously. This is a big day in the campaign. And let me tell you, Kamala Harris did not want this to happen on the first day after her convention. She wanted to come out of there riding high. This has completely and totally changed the subject. And now we're back playing on Trump's turf again.
It's a brilliant move. The timing for all of this was absolutely perfect for RFK to come out right after the DNC completed. And now all the gas they thought they had from that is gone. empty tank. And of course, to help things, you know, on the Democrat side, you got to send Kamala out to give her speeches. And what did she do? She came out with guns a-blazing. See what she talks about.
We're in the middle of a crisis caused by this pandemic that is a public health crisis. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
We are in the midst of a public health epidemic that has taken the lives of over 220 million Americans in just the last several months.
We're in the
220 million Americans, she said, are dead from COVID. That leaves 120 million people left in America. That's how dumb she is. Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., five states, Texas, Utah, Kansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, suing Pfizer for knowing and concealing the vaccine causing myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and deaths. That's 10% of the U.S. states. The tide is turning. How many of you have friends, relatives, somebody that you know, who still believes that the vaccine saved lives? How many refuse, you guys know, family members, friends, and what have you, refuse to believe that this shot has caused myocarditis, pericarditis, failed pregnancies, and deaths, and more? It's a sick thing that we're embracing day in and day out. How many of them still believe that the election was never stolen, and we know that it was? Well, if we get to this year's election, we had a Biden-Harris Department of Justice. They're threatening those who may contest the election. That's right. They use J6 as an example. Check this out.
Scott's
from Merrick Garland.
These hearings with prosecutors and judges at the courthouse down the street, they're increasingly expressing concerns about the upcoming transfer of power and the potential danger of another January 6th. Do you share those concerns at all?
I think our prosecutions have made clear what we think about people who try to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power, which is essential and fundamental element of our democracy. I quibble about whether we have 1,500 or slightly less than 1,500, but we have way more than 1,400 now prosecutions. We have a substantial number of convictions. I think that's shown to everybody how seriously we take an effort to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power. The last January 6th, the coming January 6th, and every January 6th after that. I want to make clear to anybody who's thinking about interfering with that, they can see what we've done with respect to the January 6th prosecutions, and the Justice Department will continue to protect our democracy.
Oh, protect your lies. Protect your demonic behavior. Protect you guys from going to Gitmo. And I hope and pray that these folks will meet the justice that's coming. It makes me think of the Bible verse, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And he will get his vengeance for the lies that they've done to our nation. Hopefully we'll see the vengeance play out also for those that pushed these poisonous shots into everyone's body. Everyone look for support for any type of health issues. Especially now, you got this coming. Well, folks, you know that we care deeply about everyone's health, and we've been in prayer looking for the right products for everyone. And I tell you, we had a great interview last week with Lance with Ascent Nutrition. And I tell you what, it was an amazing interview as we discovered so much about supporting our energy and detoxing, especially looking for more energy. So the recent interview we did with Lance was overwhelming response. So many of you just called in and clicked on that link below the description box, and you ordered the pine needle or pine pollen tincture, right? The amazing product that many of, through that interview, actually learned so much. We're so thankful for your response, and as well, they're basically almost out of stock, so you should pretty much hurry up and get in there and get yours while it's still there. They've got some orders coming in. So Remember, Ascent Nutrition provides organic and wild harvested nutrients to the world through their unique, innovative, and best-in-class growing and harvesting processes. They have a clean and unique practice allowing many offerings of superior nutrient-dense products. And I tell you, the one that we were talking about in that video, pine needle extract, pine pollen tincture, it is just absolutely amazing. And I've taken it myself and noticing huge difference. So go in that description box below to goascentnutrition.com/andweknow and get yours today while supplies last.
So it's been kind of a weird day today. There's been a lot happening. And so last week I went to the launch party for this book, JFK Jr., An Intimate Oral Biography by Rose Marie Terenzio and Liz McNeil. Rose Marie was JFK Jr.'s executive assistant at George back in the 90s. She also wrote this book, Fairy Tale Interrupted, A Memoir of Love, Life, Love, and Loss. Besides this book launch, it was also the 29th anniversary of the launch of the original George magazine. So it was kind of one big event. There was a Q&A between Paul Begala, Liz McNeil, and Rose Marie Terenzio. During that Q&A, Rose Marie talked about Bobby a lot because he was still in the race for president during this event. She was talking about funny stories between John and Bobby and how Bobby was kind of upset or just joking that JFK Jr. was the sexiest man alive in 1988 and just the way that they poked fun at each other. So it's kind of an interesting and fun event. Well, what happens today? Bobby Kennedy drops out of the race, endorses Trump. What song did Bobby Kennedy walk out to at the Trump rally today? Does anybody know? Maybe this book will give us an answer. So here is what it says. This is what she wrote to me. She signed my book for me. This is kind of cool. She writes to, you know, who the book is for. But look at this. What does that say? There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Very interesting coincidences. They are off the charts right now.
Interesting set of events playing out day in and day out. I thought you guys would like that. If you want this video, remember, I try to post everything that we post on our videos. I try to put the links below the video in the description box below. And what I do is I save them in my notes. You can see the notes there. I put them there and I grab them, copy and paste them so that you guys have them. You can share on your social media also. Now, Brian Esko came out. This is what's happening across social media. We're watching a lot of changes. He says, I'm a Kennedy supporter. As you can tell from my pinned post, I felt for a few weeks now that I might have to choose between Trump and Harris. The vibe shifted when Harris was tagged in. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think I will vote for a Republican for the first time in my life in November. And his name is Donald Trump. I simply can't support the results of the Biden-Harris administration or the process the Democrats used to select their new candidate. We're not in Kansas anymore. Huh. Well, you know, there's been some issues with the Kennedy support. One of those came from, you know, a little outrage from Carrie Kennedy, right? She's a little upset about her brother embracing Donald Trump.
Ew, but why do you feel so compelled to speak out at this moment?
You know, I think this is really the stakes this November couldn't be higher, which is exactly why my whole family will be fighting so hard to reelect Kamala Harris and Coach Waltz, who've been champions for the values that my family has fought for years. Donald Trump is the polar opposite. He's a threat to the most basic freedoms that are core to who we are as Americans, the right for women to control our bodies.
So as she's talking, if you're looking at her eyes, if you're watching the screen, you could see she's reading a script off of her computer. Who provided that script? And why is she distancing herself from RFK Jr.? Some folks are speculating, and I got this from some others, that are saying, hey, to protect their family and to ensure that they're, you know, keeping up with the look of staying on the Democrat side, they're probably having to distance themselves from RFK Jr. just for protection of their own family, because we know that they sang, remember, it's going down. I'm saying timber, it's going down. Remember, all the grandkids were singing that. So I thought that was interesting speculation. And why she would be, Carrie would be out there, Carrie Kennedy, speaking out against her brother and reading these lines off her computer screen.
The right to live in communities safe from gun violence, to love who you love. And I think if my dad were...
Gun violence, love who you love, and the right to choose what to do with your body. Those are the things they're holding on to because the Republicans supposedly don't hold on to those things. So here we go. That's the rhetoric they're going to push out for everyone day in and day out leading up to this election. And of course, when it came to President Trump in his interviews, what he's going to do with Elon Musk and RFK Jr., what he's hoping to do if he's elected and what they're going to do in this cabinet.
I read that Elon Musk said that he would accept a position in your cabinet. Would that have to do with artificial intelligence if
Elon
chose
and I
him?
Have a great relationship. He's great. He is a totally unusual character. Do you know Elon?
I don't.
He's great. And he's smart. And we have to cherish our geniuses. You know, we don't have too many of them, right? But he is a brilliant guy. And what he really would like to do is get involved in cutting some of the fat. And he does know how to do it. And he loves the country. You know, it's just an amazing thing. We had a conversation the other day. You would know better than me, but I hear it had hundreds of millions of people. I heard it had the biggest audience that there's ever been. I mean, would you say that's a correct statement?
I would absolutely say that's
correct.
There's
never been anything even close. I heard 750 million people. I mean, numbers that are crazy. And he wants to be involved. Now, look, he's running big businesses and all that, so he can't really, I don't think he'd be for cabinet. I'd put him in the cabinet, absolutely, but I don't know how he could do that with all the things he's got going. But he can sort of, as the expression goes, consult with the country and give you some very good ideas. Like on AI, there's nobody knows more about it than Elon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, you know, big thing. And he said it's very important. I mean, it's very important for the country. If we don't do it, China's going to do it, or somebody else, but most likely China. And China is working right now to develop massive electricity, a flood of electricity, a massive flood of electricity. And we don't, because we have people that don't even, they're not even thinking about that.
Yeah.
And you have to, we have to win this election. This election is going, November 5th will be the most important day, in my opinion, in the history of our country. Because if our country goes the wrong way with this election, I think this country is doomed.
He thinks the country's doomed. So, of course, having Elon Musk and RFK Jr.'s cabinet would be amazing. I wanted to play this a little bit early with RFK Jr. Showed you in the intro, but an amazing few minutes to kind of hone in on his thoughts on the assassination attempts of many folks. Check out these few minutes as we continue to move on. After this, we'll get into more of the bashing of President Trump by others, but how this whole thing is playing out for Kamala Harris and how she's losing it on the front end. Check this out from a recent interview with RFK Jr.
I'm sure you will know the source of this. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open
society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
This particular speech is very prophetic. I want to ask you about secrecy and secret societies in the sense of, you know, during the times of 1963 to 68, there was 4 assassinations, 2 whom were family members of yours, and the other 2 who were family members of mine.
Malcolm and Martin.
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Now, as we talk about, you know, the forces that your uncle laid out, who do you think that he was speaking to? Because during the 60s, right, was You're one of the most powerful and pivotal times as far as leaders working to influence the future of America, right? And it seemed to be, you know, these forces behind the scenes that some people call shadow government, some people call managerial class, right? There's all of these different names for it. But people think about who has the most power. Often people think that it is the president of the United States. So why would he have such a veiled speech in a manner, right, about secrecy and secret orders and secret oaths and secret proceedings, right? What was he alluding to?
Just so that people know, that speech was my uncle, John F. Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, I think he was warning us against the world that we now live in, which is one of his primary interests was keeping the country out of war. And he discovered very quickly into his administration that he was surrounded by an intelligence apparatus, military brass, who considered war with the Soviet Union not only to be inevitable, but also to be desirable and as quickly as possible. Because at that point, we had a larger arsenal than the Soviet Union. He refused to go to Cuba in 61, and then again in 63 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And then he refused in 62 the opportunity to go to war during the Checkpoint Charlie crisis in Germany. He kept us out of Vietnam. He never sent a combat troop to Vietnam. And a month before he died, to the day, he signed National Security Order 263, ordering all the troops home from Vietnam. 30 days later, he was murdered. I think it was, he was referring to a group of people who were really robbing us of democracy. Democracy is about transparency, because we own the government. The government has no business lying to us. And now it lies, not only lies, but hides things every day, you see. I mean, we saw congressional hearings this week in which David Morenz, who was the deputy to Anthony Fauci, had emails in which he was bragging that he had been coached by the Freedom of Information staff, by the chief Freedom of Information officer at NIH, how to hide his emails, how to destroy them in ways in which he couldn't be caught. So the transparency officer at that agency, the person who's in charge of making sure there's no secrets, was actually coaching high-level staffers how to keep secrets. And, you know, of course, if government is allowed to keep secrets, they're not working for us anymore. They're working for somebody else. They're either working in their own interest or they're working for some larger interest. And, you know, I think that is the danger, that our democracy can be subverted. Teddy Roosevelt warned in 1903. He said, American democracy will never be destroyed by a foreign enemy. We're too powerful. We've got the oceans between us and any potential enemies. We have a very, very strong military, a huge economy. We simply cannot be conquered. But our democratic institutions and all the values of our country will be subverted by what he called malefactors of great wealth, who will steal them from within.
Uncle, who killed your uncle, right? Who killed your dad? And are they the same people that assassinated Martin Luther King and Malcolm X?
Yeah, and you know, most people don't know this, but Martin Luther King's family, Dexter and Marty and the rest of the family, Coretta Scott King, who was with me when my dad died, and who then, you know, was on the airplane when we brought my dad's body home from L.A. to New York. They sued. They did a lawsuit that received almost no publicity. You know, they
meaning won, that they sued the government for the assassination of Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
and won.
They won that suit, a civil suit. The evidence that we have now is so voluminous, including confessions of probably 30 people who were involved in his assassination, a lot of them deathbed confessions, but that clearly shows that there was CIA involvement. Lee Harvey Oswald, the New York Times now admits this, was a CIA asset since, I think, 1957 or 58. And the CIA is still involved in covering up the final documents that are legally, the government legally is required. Congress passed a law saying that by 2018, all documents related to my uncle's assassination had to be released, and the CIA will not allow that to happen. President Trump ran in 2016 and said he was going to release them all. He got into office, and he changed his mind. Mm-hmm. President Biden made the same promise. He got into office and changed his mind. Why do they change their mind? You know, what are they hiding?
If you were elected to be president, would you then release the files of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Robert F. Kennedy, and John F. Kennedy? And would you keep that promise, which is hard to say as a politician?
I'm going to release all those documents.
The day.
Yeah, that's going to be a big day. I'm going to sign an executive order forbidding all federal agents, any federal employee, from lying to the public. And the executive order is going to say any federal officer, official who lies to the public in conjunction with his official duties is going to immediately lose his job. I'm going to pass another executive order day one forbidding the CIA from propagandizing American people.
So, of course, that was when he was running Kennedy Shanahan. He's still on 40 states, and I tell you, all this information that comes out, it was very interesting. I just could listen to that interview, the entire thing. You guys can go in the description box below to get it. But I just love how his mind works. Just absolutely brilliant. Don't agree with him on many of the issues. I just saw some interviews, you know, from last year, and I didn't really agree with him. It seems like he's big on censorship on social media. I don't like that. It seems like he's also big on taking our guns away in those areas. And, you know, I could be wrong on a lot of them. But, man, I remember watching interviews and thinking, I hope that folks are careful. And that's why President Trump said he doesn't really align with him on everything. But in some areas he does. And, of course, the biggest one would be health. Healthy children, healthy future. Our cereals are poisoned. Our food's poisoned and more. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. I'll show you a clip that he re-showed up on a show and did that. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at. Folks, all you have to do is go to our website. I tell you this on every broadcast for those that are new. Just want to let you know you can find us on social media. Go to AndWeKnow.com. The top right, you'll see we have X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and our podcast links up at the top right in Discord. Also, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom is there. You can scroll down our website on your phone or computer, and you'll see that we have all of our videos showing up there for you to browse. Let me refresh this because the last video did not. Let's see, when I refresh it, all of a sudden, there's our last two videos. Pretty cool. You can also see that our AUK merch is there. You can subscribe to our newsletter. We'd love to have your name, email address to submit that, and we'll let you know every time a video is out. Follow our podcast. And also notice that our partners are there. If you said, hey, I watched a video and I heard LT talking about EMF protection for my phones and 5G and all that, there it is. If you want Dr. Shockley, she's there. Immune Support, Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures, they're there. And so I just encourage you to go check those out for sure. And also remember, we've got all of these mugs available on shop.andweknow.com. We definitely would love to have you check out our sweatshirts, our hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more. And we've got, you know, different colors for Fight for America tees, navy blue, and more red. And so just love for you to check those out. And here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Like Michigan, a very important state, a state Donald Trump, of course, won in 2016. We are fighting tooth and nail to make sure Donald Trump wins in Michigan. And we believe if it's a free, fair, and transparent election, he will. I'll give you an example of the way the Democrats like to operate to try and sway an election. We had 700 trained poll workers from the Republican side apply in Wayne County to be poll workers. Do you know how many of those they actually took? 50. Guess how many Democrat poll workers they took? 2,300. So now we are filing a lawsuit in Detroit to make sure that we have parity between Republicans and Democrats. So whether
Laura Trump is working hard ever since she entered the RNC and started running it, we're seeing some great things. Well, notice that the RNC also filed a lawsuit against the North Carolina Board of Election for multiple election law violations, including failure to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls and refusing to provide copies of the rolls for review. State law requires county clerks to alert the Board of Elections about anyone excused from jury duty because they aren't citizens. The point of their law is to, the law is to allow a seamless cross-referencing between the names on the voter rolls and the people eligible for jury duty. If someone isn't eligible for jury duty, clearly, they're also not eligible to vote. It's common sense. But the Democrat officials are refusing to follow the law, as they normally do. Why won't people wake up to this? I don't get it. The board also rejected the RNC's request to see copies of the state's voter rolls and other maintenance records. The state's Public Records Act allows voters and interested organizations to access and review the voter rolls, and refusing to turn them over is blatantly illegal. How about that? We're seeing some fighting going on the election side. It is absolutely brilliant what the RNC is doing. Donald J. Trump, of course, the election must be too big to rig. That's from Machiavelli. President Trump made sure to retruth that. Also, Patriot Voice said the best thing we can do is to get involved at every level we can during this election to ensure that Trump dominates on election night. When Trump says too big to rig, it has to be so large that the volume of voters in every state, especially swing states, break the cheat algorithms, if that is even possible. If you live in a swing state, you should be getting out the vote as much as possible, registering new voters and knocking on doors. The ground game effort in this final stretch is going to be critical. Really happy to see Corey Lewandowski has a good handle on that now. I have a lot more confidence in him. And we think Trump's on steroids. One said it'll be all hands on deck. Of course, President Trump has been showing the enemy and how they're operating. Kamala Harris, the weakest presidential candidate in history on crime. She's allowed millions of people to pour through our borders, many from prisons, mental institutions, and indeed terrorists coming in at levels never seen before. What gives her the right to run for president? She got no votes to Biden's 14 million. She failed in her previous attempt, was the first one out of 22 people to quit. She never made it to Iowa. And now she's a presidential candidate? This is actually a threat to democracy.
After decades in law enforcement, I know the importance of safety and security, especially at our border.
Yeah, especially at the border, the one where everybody's pouring in. Such a liar. President Trump put out the, you know, Biden-Harris accomplishments in case anybody wanted a reminder. Allowed 15 million unvetted illegals into the country. Historic inflation crisis. Record high gas prices in all 50 states. Record high consumer debt, released terrorists into the country, Ukraine-Russia war, Israel-Hamas war, disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which I'm going to read for you right now before we move on, what President Trump just released. He said this is the third anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Gross incompetence, 13 dead American soldiers, hundreds of people wounded and dead, Americans and billions of dollars of military equipment left behind. You don't take our soldiers out first, you take them out last, when all else is successfully done. Russia then invaded Ukraine, Israel was attacked, and the USA became and is a laughingstock all over the world. The fake news media remained silent in order to protect the worst administration in the history of our country. MAGA 2024. Let's continue with the Biden-Harris accomplishments. We just read about their withdrawal from Afghanistan. Violent crime is skyrocketing. Tried to jail political rival in name of democracy. lied to the American public about Joe's decline, declared war on American energy, record low test scores for K through 12 students, most unpopular president and VP in history. President Trump actually started using Twitter again yesterday. He said Comrade Kamala will obliterate Social Security and Medicare by giving it away to millions of illegal immigrants. There will be no future under Comrade Kamala Harris because she will take us into a nuclear world war. Three. Kamala and her handlers are trying to make it sound like I am an incumbent president so that they can blame me for the failure of the past 4 years. No, it was their failure. It is one of the worst presidencies in history, and she's definitely the worst vice president. Of course, Bioclandestine showed us this from President Trump a long time ago, how he feels about this human trafficking issue.
Strongly saying that you need a border to keep illegals out, and that's what you have to have. But it's not just illegal, it's criminals, it's drugs, it's the new phenomena that's been age old, been going on for thousands of years, but it's never been worse than now because of the internet. Human trafficking, where they grab women, put tape over their mouth, come through our border and sell them. And they go both ways in both directions. Now, they don't go through a port of entry. That they'd be caught. But they go up where there's no wall. They make a right. They go to Mexico. Look, we better get smart. Human trafficking is a big business. It's a big deal. Dealing in children is a big deal. Children are probably the most harmed by not having the wall or its equivalent. But if you look at the human trafficking, they come in, they nab women, they grab them, they put tape over their mouth, they tie their hands, and they take them to another country, and they go right over that border. If we had a powerful wall or its equivalent, they wouldn't be able to do it because they'd have to go through ports of entry.
So Trump Kennedy wanted to stop human child trafficking, improve health of children, revamp our failing academia, create a better future for our children. Kamala and the Dems, it's being revealed to everyone, cover up human child trafficking, promote sexualization of children, remember in the schools, glorify abortion, reject family. The fact that this is even a conversation shows how absolutely insane and brainwashed the Dems have become. Anyone who votes for Kamala and the Dems, you need to take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Reassess your entire existence. Flashback to January 6, 2019, right? This is President Trump speaking to the press about the need for a border wall. You'll never see a Democrat even mention this horrible reality, and there's a very sinister reason why. They're evil. And it's very difficult nowadays to talk to anyone who supports the evil, who supports Democrats, who supports Kamala. How they make their arguments are sickening. How can they even claim that they believe in our Savior and at the same time, the same breath, say, it's okay to kill children? It's okay to traffic children through our border. It's okay to have children sexualized in kindergarten. It's okay to say that there's no such thing as one man marrying one woman. You can just marry whoever you want. Yet that's the world we live in. And it's sickening. And it's hard to talk to folks nowadays about all of these things that play out day in and day out. How do we address those? Well, I had a clip here from RFK Jr. with Roseanne Barr explaining how what his advice is to those that we have difficulty talking to.
Man, this is all just one big yank. It seems like more and more people are getting hip to that, that it's not two parties and it's not of, by, and for the people in any way. It's just corporate self-interest, and everything they do is to protect themselves from any sort of judgment or any kind of responsibility or accountability.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I think I'm not as optimistic about
How many Americans are recognize it? I think the, you know, mainstream media.
Oh, please fake it with me because I get so depressed that nobody gets it.
Everybody else is still in this IHOP, or a lot of people, you know.
How would we break it?
I don't know how you unravel an orthodoxy, because information doesn't do it. People are totally impervious to facts. A friend of mine is a psychiatrist. I said to them, how do you persuade somebody who is completely subsumed in that kind of religious-like belief system?
Yeah.
Because if you challenge somebody on their religion, you know, it just makes them dig in.
Yeah.
And he said that's a feature of every orthodoxy, that it's impervious to facts. It's impervious to any kind of external stimulus. And that he said the only way that you can do it is through the Socratic method of you don't fight back, you just ask questions. And as long as you keep doing that and you don't fight them on it, but just say, is that this what you expected the benefit to be from it, you know? And is that working for you? And to do it in a way that's gentle and non-confrontational so that you get, so that people maybe are stimulated to begin asking questions on their own.
So we get people to ask questions. Just ask them questions and sit back and stay relaxed. It reminds me of Proverbs 15. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So interesting, because I've dealt with folks in the past month who don't see eye to eye on anything with President Trump and others. And I tried to be very soft in the beginning. I tried to ask questions, and the more I asked questions, the more heated that person got. I tried to share stories in a soft way. It didn't seem to permeate their mind whatsoever. And then at the very end, I was so flustered by the attacks that were coming towards my own savior that I got up and I was very angry and walked out of the room, because I felt like if I would have continued to talk, I would have, my soft answers would have gotten worse and it wouldn't have been very soft. So I've had to deal with this on my own. And so I'm sure many of you have to deal with this, trying to wake people up, especially who have been affected by universities who have brainwashed many of our children and more. It's been pretty sad, and trying to wake them up on many levels, to show them that, you know, this guy used to be loved, President Trump, but now he's hated because he became a conservative with conservative values. Look at The View, you know, the guys that The View, the witches at their witch coven. They used to worship, not worship, but love President Trump, and then they switched on him when he went to the conservative side.
She likes me. She even put me in a movie.
I was just going to say.
She put me in a movie,
yes,
right? A long time ago.
So
how much did I charge? Nothing.
Like they say in the
Godfather. It was a free movie. Tommy, I love you.
Donald,
I'm telling you.
And they're trying to humanize him and change your idea about who this guy is. Don't fall for that.
Trump. You're talking about, talking about Trump.
So the witch, she used to love President Trump, right? Love you. I love you. And then when they switch it out and they say, you want to get paid? You better start showing hatred towards him. And so the witch came out because she's being called out, and she realizes if he gets in the office, some of the crimes that she's committed are probably going to be exposed, and it won't be good for them whatsoever. Of course, the exposure of all the money issues have been playing out, how the Trump and Biden economic records stack against each other. The inflation rate with Trump was 1.89% average. Biden as it was at 5.28%. Inflation cumulative was 7.8% with Trump, 19% for Biden. Average gas prices, -5% with Trump, +46% with Biden. 30-year mortgage rates were down -34% with Trump. They're +132% with Biden. Average rent costs up 11% with Trump, up 21% with Biden. NASDAQ composite was up 138%, only 39% with Biden. Grocery prices up 6% with Trump, up 20% with Biden. Electricity up 29% with Biden. I mean, these numbers continue to float in our brains day in and day out. And while that's happening with money, we've talked about this in our video released yesterday with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Really great interview. Talking about silver set to soar on Samsung's solid-state battery breakthrough. And we're showing that the silver prices are being, you know, predicted that they're going to rise up to the $50 mark by the end of the year. I've got this clip for you, andweknow.com/gold. You click on that link below this video, reach out to Dr. Elliott, and he'll help you.
From that chart that you have on the screen is usdebtclock.org. That's a snapshot from it, right? So it looks at the dollar to silver ratio.
Okay.
So what does that measure? That measures silver, the amount of silver coming out of the ground from the mines, the number of ounces, compared to the amount of new dollars that are being printed.
Right. And so I want to explain real quick what's on the screen for those just listen.
And so you guys check that out. Watch this video from yesterday. And you want to get your money converted over to your 401s, you know, changed over, or IRAs converted over to precious metals. Just go to andweknow.com/gold. They'll make that happen for you. It's absolutely brilliant. Of course, sharing all this truth can cause problems for many. There's a lot of censorship going on across the earth when it comes to sharing truth like this and others. UK has mass arrest citizens for memes. France is arresting founder of Telegram. I'm going to show you that here in a second. There it is. Also, Ireland tries to ban mean memes, right? If you're being mean, they're going to ban you. Brazil forces X to flee the country. Yeah. Australia tries to censor X posts. EU tries to blackmail Elon Musk. The Department of Justice jails someone for a meme. Maduro blocks all access to X. Free speech is under attack across the globe. Now's the time to fight. If they win, there's no going back. So with Telegram, do you understand the severity of what's happening? The founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, has been arrested at a French airport. Pavel Durov truly believes in free speech and created a platform the deep state doesn't have access to. So now they have arrested him. It's madness. Might be because there was this interview with Tucker recently on a podcast. Check this out.
We get too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the U.S. So to give you an example, last time I was in the U.S., I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, wherever they are called.
The U.S. government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side, and they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right. That's a little surprising to hear. Maybe it's not surprising. It's offensive. You're confident that happened?
Yes. There is no reason for my engineer to make up the stories. Also because I personally experienced similar pressure in the U.S. Whenever I would go to the U.S., I would have two FBI agents greeting me at the airport, asking questions. One time I was having my breakfast like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house.
Yeah. FBI showing up at his house that he was renting. Quite a surprise. Check this out.
Renting. And that was quite surprising. And I thought, you know, we're getting too much attention here. It's probably not the best environment to run.
Had you committed a crime?
No. They were interested to learn more about Telegram. They knew I, you know, left Russia. They knew what we were doing, but they wanted details. And my understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to, in a way, control Telegram better. I'm I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be in. We want to be focused on what we do, not on government relations of that sort.
How about that? Huh. So Woe says, people who don't understand software, threat models, or cryptography love to have strident expert opinions against Telegram security, but they cannot show you a single case of Telegram being compelled to hand over the contents of anyone's communication anywhere ever, because there's people out there saying, well, Telegram's bad. It's, you know, it's being controlled, blah, 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 but they can't give you any proof. 2024 April, there was an update. Several noteworthy cases involving governments attempting to compel Telegram to reveal chat contents, but Telegram has generally resisted such efforts. Russia in 2018, the Russian government ordered Telegram to hand over encryption keys to allow access to the communications. Telegram refused. Brazilian courts repeatedly ordered Telegram to hand over their data in various cases. Telegram is often compelled, leading to temporary bans and fines. Germany in 2022, German authorities sought data from Telegram as part of investigations into extremist, quote-unquote, content and threats. Telegram initially did not respond, but later showed some willingness to cooperate in removing certain content. Iran, during the 2022 protests, Iranian authorities demanded Telegram block certain channels and provide user data. Telegram publicly refused to comply. It's important to note that Telegram has consistently maintained a policy of not sharing user data with governments. Their stance is that they do not have access to the content of end-to-end encrypted chats. They generally do not comply with requests for user data and other types of chats. So there you go. Just wanted to make sure you knew. Also, Wall Street Silver showed this. There are rumors that Apple is about to remove Telegram from the App Store and automatically delete it from the iPhone. Telegram announced that to prevent this, apply these settings. So you just go to Telegram Alert, right? You go to your settings on your phone, go to Screen Time, click on Content and Privacy Restrictions, turn that on, number three. Number four, you click on Deleting Apps and don't allow them to delete apps automatically. That's all you have to do. Go to your phone, play that out, and you'll see how this is playing out for all to see. Now, I promised you that we're going to show a little bit about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his exposure of toxic substances that are in your food.
Why should people be worried about these kind of products?
Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods. And seed oils, the reason they're in the foods is because they're heavily subsidized. They're very, very cheap, but they are associated with all kinds of very, very serious illnesses, including body-wide inflammation.
Right.
Which affects all of our health. It's one of the worst things you can eat, and it's almost impossible to avoid. If you eat any processed food, you're going to be eating seed oil.
Right, and it's interesting the government subsidizes it. Why would the government want to subsidize something that's going to make people sick, and then in the end, we all end up paying for that in terms of healthcare costs, which are skyrocketing?
Yeah, because that is a direct result of corruption. About 75% of FDA's budget comes from regulated industry, and that means food processors and pharmaceutical industry, all of them profit from a sick population.
You know, a big item that, and by the way, it's getting very expensive, are cereals. Why is the food coloring in particular bad?
Food coloring, you see your yellow food coloring, that is a petroleum product.
Mm-hmm.
It's associated with really, you know, with depression, it's associated with autoimmune injuries and ADHD.
Yeah.
And red dye also is very bad. In Europe, the same companies are producing the same products, but they're using natural coloring. But here they can get away with it. We have about almost 1,000 chemicals that are in our food that are either outright banned in Europe or actively discouraged. So you wouldn't be able to buy this kind of stuff in Europe. You ask about why it's so cheap, why it's so ubiquitous. It's because we subsidize the worst foods. We subsidize it with about 70% of our food stamp program is to process foods, which are all poison.
Right. One of the things that's interesting is you'll see on labels, natural flavors, which is this catch-all phrase that I guess was lobbied for, but the ingredients in natural flavors are not really natural.
No. In our country, natural flavors are chemical products. So you can't trust what's on the ingredient label, and the reason for that, again, is government corruption. It's that the agency, the USDA, the FDA, have been captured by the industries they're supposed to regulate. And they all have an interest in subsidies and then in mass poisoning the American public.
Yeah, I want to talk about pesticides, and then let's talk to the, about the policy. So let's talk about the pesticides and the things that worry you about. I mean, this looks like fresh food, right? What should I be worried about here?
Yeah, I mean, the irony is, like, for example, my wife loves kale, and she had the impression that kale is actually good for you. If it's organic, it's very good for you. But most kale and strawberries, for example, grapes, are contaminated with pesticides. And particularly the Environmental Working Group has found what they call the dirty dozen, some of the worst pesticides on these products. So, I look at a strawberry and I think, oh, this is a healthy food. Right. But in most cases, unless it's organic, certified organic, you are getting something that's actually hurting you.
Wow. How about that, huh? For a nice lesson for all of us. President Trump retruthed this one. Pismo said, who would you rather have as the security of health for health? RFK Jr. or Rachel Levine, right? That dude wearing a long-haired wig or real hair dressed as a woman. On the right, or would you rather have this buff guy? And I believe that's a real picture of him working out, RFK Jr. Which one would you want? So the Department of Homeland Security put out its information plan. Guess who the DHS's gov, their whole system, their number one goal is for 2024 to 2028. It's not to protect America. It's not to advance our capabilities and beat our enemies. Nope. Their number one stated goal is advancing DEI. Insane. So we're dealing with corrupt food. We're dealing with the goals of the DHS striving to attract individuals across all levels of the IT workforce that represent diversity of the populations we serve. Yeah. These issues continue to play out for all of us to see. You have guys that shave their head half, paint it purple, and they say, my pronouns are she, I'm a woman, she, her. I'm showing it to you on the screen. I don't want to play this because it makes me sick. But these are the things that they push on us day in and day out. These folks with all types of problems. President Trump posted a boom image at 2158, 958. If you go to the Q board at 958, the FBI opened a case on Q today regarding, boom, statements now, the Texas bombings. So you got boom bombings. You got President Trump playing a boom bomb on his video. And we're reading the rest of it, predictable. They are scared at 4 a.m. Remember, 4 a.m. is the time that the news media gets their talking points to put out to the nation. They will fail. We know the details. They will fail. The mainstream media is going to fail. And I tell you what, America's trust in mass media, here it is for all to see. Why are the Democrats so brainwashed? Because if you're looking at this, 73% of them get their information from mainstream media. Independents are down 36% now, and Republicans, 10% of them follow mainstream media. And so it's a reminder that in the end, for all of us, God wins. All the things that we're watching play out across our spectrum, with RFK Jr. entering the scene, Democrats having a hard time with it, but at the same time realizing, I'm going to follow RFK Jr. where he's going, and if he's going to Trump, I'm going to support President Trump. Realizing that these folks that are coming over with President Trump, he's going to be able to use them in different capacities to take down the deep state. And we know that all of these things are going to work together for good, especially to those who love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. In the end, Clinton cabal is getting exposed now. New York Post and more. We're starting to see how people are posting on social media more and more the truth of what they're discovering about the Democrats and their three red banners. The Chinese people used to build a socialist state. That's the DNC symbol that they used. Three red banners. DNC 2024. There's the three red banners. Socialists. They put it right in front of our face. Obama used to have that. The three red banners. The socialist. And Biden-Harris had the socialist. The three red banners. And then C-SPAN even has the three red banners on their TV screen. Folks are starting to put this information out. We're watching the enemy slowly being revealed to the public. They're playing out all their cards for us to see. This movie's playing out where folks have a decision to make. Do you want to follow evil or do you want to follow good? Do you want to follow biblical principles or do you want to follow the enemy? It's getting crystal clear more and more every single day. We're watching this entire thing play out before us. In the end, you'll see the unification of America and many more people will start coming to know Christ as their Savior. That's what I believe. That's what's playing out for us day in and day out. And we have to stay in prayer for this as we move forward. Let's continue.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you do in and through our lives. Thank you for your constant guidance in direction. We certainly have been thrilled through this past weekend to see different moves that are being made against the enemy, showing your amazing power, how you continue to put things into place using people, just normal human beings on this earth doing the best they can to follow and do the right thing, especially according to your word and following you through prayer. We ask that you would continue to guide and direct our thoughts, that you would give us the ability to have soft answers, to ask questions of those that are just so filled with anger and hatred towards things that lean towards a good. We ask that you would, again, bring those to the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. Would be able to be used in that capacity to disciple those that need to be discipled, and learning so much more about how much you care about us each and every day. So we ask for continued protection over our lives, over our president's life, President Trump and his family, and RFK Jr., especially now that protection has been removed from him. We thank you for all that you've done. For all of this, we ask in the name of Christ our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your support. We ask that you hit that subscribe and follow button if you would. Thank you for your prayers. We definitely love those. We feel them. We sense them. And thank you for all the pictures that are being sent in every single day so that we can use them on these videos. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
What song did Bobby Kennedy walk out to at the Trump rally today? Does anybody know? What does that say? There goes my hero. He's ordinary.
He kept us out of Vietnam. He never sent a combat troop to Vietnam. And a month before he died to the day, he signed National Security Order 263, ordering all the troops home from Vietnam. 30 days later, he was murdered. I think it was, he was referring to a group of people who were really robbing us of democracy. Democracy is about transparency,
mm-hmm.
because we own the government. The government has no business lying to us. And now it lies, not only lies, but hides things every day, you see.